Okay, hi. Can you...
Hi.
Hi. Well, we're waiting for some more people to come on the line. Can you make any comments about, you know, how things have maybe been different since you listened to the last call? You did listen to it? I should check that first.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
And I have put in some collective thoughts into my script, and I've been having lots of mind movies, which I've never done before, which it's been kind of freaky, but kind of fun.
Okay.
Where instead of just saying, you know, my clear talk, I actually get pictures now in my head. It's been interesting.
And can you tell everybody where you're calling from, too, would you mind?
Oslo, Norway.
Your voice is coming through nice and clear. When you were talking about you're seeing mind movies, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I'm glad that I decided to, you know, just take a little time at the beginning to see how a few people are doing, because there are, like, phenomena occurring. And I told somebody, I said, oh, phenomena. They said, what do you mean phenomena? And this is probably, like, maybe 75% or maybe even 90% of the experience of being in this advanced program. It's not, obviously, being on the teleseminars is just a focus point. It's a place where certain, you know, instructions or guidance are being given. It's a place for us to all get together, whether on the recording or in person. But really, the real experience is what's happening for each person in their own particular world. And I think that everybody's probably having something not the same as what you're having, but in the sense of a different kind of phenomena surrounding your manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really glad that you mentioned that, and I appreciate you know, you being willing to share about that. Does it feel different for you? Like it brings a different feeling to your manifesting?
Yeah, it's a little scary and a little exciting, and it's. I'm glad you and I had talked so much about safety in the previous week, so that I was a little more prepared for this. I think if we hadn't done that preparation work, that I would have gladly slipped back into the comfort zone. But now I feel more confident to keep going and keep experiencing these new things.
Yes. Now, for everybody who's on the call, and especially for everyone who's listening to the recording later, this is what Tracy's talking about. If you can relate to what she's talking about in your own way, and I'm almost positive that almost every single person is going to be able to say, yes, I can relate to what she's saying. Not that you're having the same experience as her in the sense of it being that you're seeing, you know, mind movies or whatever exactly that means to Tracy, but that there's a different quality and feeling of the experience that's maybe a little bit exciting and a little bit scary at the same time. Like, we're literally invoked and asked for and prayed for and did all kinds of things so that you come into this program, and the energy from the beginning all the way through to the end, including the pre-launch, is working on working in a group energy, certainly, but working on your behalf. And your energy is contributing and participating to help the group energy. So it's like you're giving and receiving. And I don't just mean Tracy here, but everyone. You're giving and receiving. And what this is doing is causing what's called, a phenomena, where you're going to experience certain things. And many of the people, in fact, probably everybody, is going to experience the same things in your own way. It's kind of like if we were all watching a sporting event together, and like we talked about hitting a home run last week. And if we were all watching the same baseball player go up to the home plate and hit a home run, and we all had our eyes open, we would all see it. Even if somebody had their eyes closed, they might hear the roar of the crowd or feel the reaction or see what happens on the scoreboard or the video, you know, replay or something like that. Like, there's the same kind of events during this whole time that are happening for everybody. And Tracy is doing something that is another part. This is my opinion and my experience of how this type of group energy can work for you, and the more you know about it, the better it can be, is that when a particular person, like Tracy and I, happen to be talking at the beginning of the call today, And so you would think, oh, well, that's just Tracy's experience, and that's just George talking to Tracy. But you see, it's a group energy, and Tracy, for whatever reason, ended up talking to me, and we talked about that particular thing, and that particular thing is actually probably, according to the group energy, the thing and the divine source energy, the all that is that's watching over the group, is probably the most important thing that we needed to start off this call with. You see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why sometimes when somebody says something like what, Tracy, you were just sharing, and I go, thank you, I'm kind of like saying thank you to the all that is, as well as to you personally for being willing to be kind of like the mouthpiece or the voice of your through your own experience. And this is, this is so much what the whole collective thought work in a relation to your own personal manifesting is all about. And we're going to talk about filtering. So this is, again, about safety, but it's also about getting the power of these collective thoughts, being able to pick and choose, and how the group energy that we're creating, and then beyond that, the collective thoughts that as a group we're learning to tap into and then tapping into, how that all works in relation to you personally. How do you filter that all through? That's one of the things we're going to talk about today, and also how the collective thoughts can condense your own thoughts, the scripts that you have in your own universe. Okay, so Tracy, if you want to relax and go on mute, I'll just keep going from here. And if you want to stay off mute, that's fine too, because you're the only person who's not muted except for me right now, and I like having somebody to talk to. So it's up to you, but I don't want to put you on the spot. I'd love to have you stay unmuted. But there are some things that I want to talk about. Let's see. This is George L. Presley, and by the way, of course, and this is Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet? This is our second teleseminar of 12 teleseminars. And I wanted to start off by talking about divine timing in relationship to when and what results can you expect from being involved with this, and how does it work? Meaning the whole thing that we're doing here about manifesting, you know, how does it exactly work? Tracy, you have some things written down somewhere that are your goals and dreams, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have them written on paper or in your electronic workbook? How do you write them down?
I have them in my electronic workbook, which I have at home, and then I have some at work on paper.
Okay, and the ones that you have at work on paper are like, they're similar to the ones that you have written at home, is that right? In the electronic work?
Yeah, and they're more immediate goals, more just like weekly things that I would like to manifest in my life. And the ones in my workbook are more long-term.
Oh, okay.
Bigger goals.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, because this is part of how this whole thing works. The Life Transformation System Z, manifesting with thought power, and then, of course, for the advanced module to work, the mind power manifesting from your thoughts, the Life Transformation System Z, the Clear Talk manifesting, whatever you want to call it, it, in order for you to be able to have the advanced module be most beneficial, and I'm talking to everybody here, including Tracy, it's really important because of what some of the things Tracy was talking about, the new energies that can make you feel all kinds of things from fear to excitement to all kinds of feelings. I know I've been feeling almost every single day since we launched the program. I felt a lot of things when we were in pre-launch, but since we launched, I'm like, wow, what is this feeling? What is this? Where is this idea coming from? I wrote something in the blog about something about a computer dream coming true for me. And the reason I wrote that is because it was like it just came out of nowhere. Suddenly I'm relating to this kind of thought or feeling and actions to take and so on. I really try not to say, you know, here's my manifesting, here's what's happening for me, because I don't think it's really relevant or helpful that much to other people to hear what someone else is manifesting. I think it's better to keep focusing on your own. But I knew that it was going to be part of the phenomena of the advanced module, is that people would probably be having so many different kinds of feelings and experiences happening that it was important, and it's important now. to say, hey, it's okay, of course, think about it. The goals and dreams that you have written down, those are the things that if it works and when it works and how it works and what is working is when those goals and dreams start to manifest. Now, you know, the reason that I'm saying, like, how does it work and when does it work and so on, before we, the next thing I'm going to talk about after I finish this real quick is how you can attach a major collective thought form about having your dreams come true to the actual 12 areas image and the sacred geometry with Metatron's cube and the six-pointed star that is depicted on the cover of the Life Transformation ebook and also inside of the electronic workbook software. So we're going to get to that in a minute, but I just want to finish about this thing about making it work. Now, a lot of these things that I talk about, I go over them several times, and it sounds like maybe, you know, why is he going over that several times? And this subject about, like, is it working or not? You see, the way that the mind works, we have to be very careful how we proceed, because it is absolutely for sure guaranteed 100% that what we've done with Life Transformation System Z, that system, method, and tools, gets you reliable results to manifest what you imagine if you follow the steps. Okay, it's also totally guaranteed and for sure, beyond anything you even could imagine, how much more faster and more results and better and more refined and all kinds of improvements and accelerations of getting those things that are on your list to actually show up in your reality is the product of you attending and participating in these advanced modules, these 12 teleseminars. And it doesn't matter if you listen to the recording or if you come on the call or if you talk to me or read the blog or not. As long as you're in, you're going to be part of the group energy and it's going to get to you. And the intention of the group energy is to improve and increase and accelerate and amplify and refine and boost the manifestation of the things that you have written down in your goals and dreams. You see, but defining how that works, if we take it like I do, I always take a very extreme approach on both sides, and then I consider that I've kind of contained the issue and by the two extremes, and then I'm comfortable sort of within the range of the ultra far out, you know, extreme on one end and the other extreme on the other end. So when you think about it working, right, this mind power stuff, this manifesting your thoughts and your goals and dreams. Okay, it's working when they manifest. But since you've got a big list of things written down, you know, how do you know if just one or two of them manifest? Is that working? So what I do is this, okay? And you can try this. I don't know if this is helpful for you to do this yourself, or it will be helpful just me telling you about it. What I do, and then you'll find your own way. That's usually how it is. People who are involved with me are usually very independent thinkers and like to do things their own way, and that is great. I like that. So here's what I do, is I constantly have this image or this vision, well, constantly. I hold this image and this vision that if it was working 100%, then every single thing that I have written down would be true right now in reality. What do you think about that, Tracy? How does that sound to you? Meaning, like, if everything on your list came true, like, right now.
Oh, I can imagine that.
You can imagine that. Okay, so that's good. So now what happens to me when I imagine it also is I always think about a door, because as soon as I imagine it, I get kind of this sense of like, yeah, okay, and would that be okay with me? Yes, it would be okay. Okay, then the next thing I do is I say, I don't know why I do this, but I think, well, how would that happen? Because I'm in my current reality right now, so how could I, like, with no time passing, just suddenly, you know, like Sleeping Beauty or something, right? She, like, fell asleep, and then the prince came and kissed her, and she woke up in a new reality where there is a prince suddenly there. You know, like, there's got to be some kind of transition, like going through a door is my favorite one. Is I just think about myself somehow, you know, walking in my apartment, and I suddenly walk, you know, from my bedroom into my living room, for example, and as I pass through that door, I suddenly move into my new reality. You know, now the thing is that when I start looking at it happening like 100% all manifested right now, what happens when I think about it in reality, like how would that actually happen, is I kind of allow that it could happen and that I would like that to happen, but I start to see and almost have this dialogue with the divine universal source energy, the all that is, as I call them, like them talking to me going, well, actually, you're living in time and space, and, you know, you've been here for a while, and you're probably going to be here for a longer time, and even if you did have everything manifested immediately and instantly right now like that, which we know that you would like that, and we're working on it, and working on getting you to be the person who can accept and receive all that right now, it's just kind of in reality, as you're probably noticing, some things are coming true, and other things aren't yet, and it's like a process that's unfolding. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want anybody to kind of really see, accept that it has to happen through a process, because Tracy and I both just imagine, we just proved, you can imagine that it's all happening right now. Like, you could, mm-hmm. you know, like you can just step, however Tracy imagines it happening right now, she said she can, so I believe her. I gave you a couple examples of how I can. And so the thing is I want it to be okay for everybody in this advanced module. We're only on, you know, week two. I have had a ton of things happen for me. And I think in the first week and in the pre-launch, and I think that a lot of it is happening partly because I'm doing what Tracy's doing. I'm making it be okay for everything, every single thing that I have written down to come true somehow, even if I can't fully know how it will happen, you know, what kind of magic would have to happen that I suddenly wake up in a new reality, which is completely, 100%, every single thing that I have written down in my own universe, in wherever I have it written down, it represents what I'm imagining in my own universe is better than the reality that I have right now. So that's one thing I wanted to introduce right away at the beginning, is about this whole idea of getting it to work or not. Now, of course, Tracy and I are both imagining that it could happen right now, but let me ask you, Tracy, it's not all come true exactly as you have it written down yet, is it?
Nope, not in the universe.
Right. Some things have, though, correct?
Yes, a lot have.
Yes. Okay, so now we're really pushing the envelope here, to use a collective thought form. We're pushing the envelope, and that's, and I believe that's an aeronautic term. So, and I think what it means is that when you're flying in a jet, and there's something like the sound barrier, some sort of like speed barrier, or it could also be maybe, you know, in a car or anything like that, pushing the envelope, I believe, means that you're usually trying to go faster and further and farther than, you know, you normally can go. And the envelope is sort of, I think, actually, when you're flying in a jet, you're enveloped in a kind of a field of energy, or you're sort of literally like pushing the plane or the jet through the molecules of space. And so pushing the envelope is literally pushing a kind of envelope of molecules that's, you know, having different amounts of pressure and things like that around it as you go faster and faster and different sorts of physical phenomena occur. So we're pushing the envelope right now with our manifesting, and we're racing towards this imaginary reality where everything just comes true right away. Now, of course, as soon as everything came true right away, I might think, well, then I'd just probably start imagining what's better than that, and so it would still be a process. But, you know, that's fine with me. I'd rather start from where I have everything written down right now in that reality than the reality that I'm in right now. So hopefully this one thought right there, it's not a collective thought, but, well, pushing the envelope is, but the idea, I don't know, can you come up with something, Tracy? Like, what would it be, like 100%? Now, that's a collective thought. That is a huge collective thought. 100%? All my dreams came true 100%? Mm-hmm. Does that work for you?
Yes, that works for me.
And that's
lovely.
Okay, so let's just put that out there then as a collective thought that people in the group and listening to the recording, you might want to add that in, say, I don't know which area you'd put it in, but, you know, hobbies and accomplishments maybe. In the accomplishments, it go, everything that I imagine came true You know, well, you can't, so you have to get it. Just throw the collective thought form in there. Go like, all my dreams, 100% of all my dreams come true. There you go. That's the collective thought. 100% of all my dreams come true. Now, when I say that, it should sound like and feel like a different vibration and resonation than what I'm, the rest of me talking here. When you speak or write the collective thought forms, they have a frequency and a vibration and a resonance and an energy quality that's completely different. So listen, 100% of all my dreams come true. Now the part all my isn't a collective thought. I'm stringing two collective thoughts together. 100% in and of itself, just that number and that percent is a collective thought form. Almost everyone uses that. 100% means something. Who knows what it means? It means different things to different people, like all the collective thought forms do. But it's got a power. So if you put 100% of all my, and then the next collective thought form is, well, actually, my dreams come true or dreams come true is a collective thought form. I've been using that one all over the place. My dreams come true. My dreams come true. My dream came true. My dream's coming true. Like, I just gave myself permission, because we're doing the collective thought thing, to use them more often. And so if you string those two together, 100% of all my dreams come true. And then, of course, protect yourself. Protect the thought. Use the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. And don't just say it like that. Say, in my own universe. 100% of all my dreams come true in my own universe, like that. In my own universe, in the area of hobbies and accomplishments, 100% of all my dreams come true in my own universe, in the area of hobbies and accomplishments. In my own universe, in the area of hobbies and accomplishments, in the area of career, 100% of all my clients' dreams come true in my own universe, in the area of hobbies and accomplishments. You know, you can play with it like that. And there we've put that out for you. Now, on the other extreme would be if, like, nothing's working at all, okay? And I want to talk about that because it's important to have balance here. So if nothing is working at all, which is not true, usually in the way that all of this stuff works and the amount of development and the amount of sophistication that's in Life Transformation System Z, even if you're not totally using it correctly, especially by the time you've got to the advanced module, especially considering the fact that I interviewed personally on the telephone almost every single person who came on this call, it's highly unlikely, almost impossible, that it's not working at all. But you could, or a person could, not you actually, but a person could have, and I mean not Tracy, not me, not anybody listening, not anybody involved in this, but a person theoretically could say, even though they applied right some kind of mind manifesting technique, they could say that it's not working, and the reason they could do that is because of negative ego. An aspect of self, because we're free, we have free will, we can say anything we want. I mean, somebody can, you know, say that they're having a really bad time when they're actually having a really good time. You see what I mean? Like, people can fake it. And sometimes we fake it for good reasons, and sometimes we fake it for bad reasons. You know, sometimes if somebody says, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is everything all right? And you might go, yeah, I'm fine. But inside, you're not fine. You see, so I'm just saying, we can say anything we want. And when we, sometimes that gets out of balance, and a person with negative ego, you know, which we all have, I think, suffered from that, or at least I can admit to that, is that voice inside of us will say something that literally isn't true, like it's not working. And the reason that it will say that, and it's especially important to discuss this just very briefly before we move on to what I want to show you about using the star, is that we'll say that because gaining control of your mind, getting off automatic pilot like the win list helps you to do, and starting to consciously manifest or create, as people say, your own reality, is a completely different orientation inside of yourself with all the aspects of yourself, and it's like you have to reorganize your corporation, so to speak. If you're thinking of yourself inside of you and all the people and all the aspects as a corporation or a family or whatever metaphor you would like to use, it's like suddenly different people are taking on different roles, and the part of you that maybe thought it was in charge or objects or something like that, some aspect of you can just blurt out, it's not working. And I want that to be okay for everybody. I want it to be okay that the aspects and the voices of yourself that object or are critical of your enormously rapidly increasing success in learning and applying how to manifest with mind power, how to transform the life you have now into the life you imagine is better, you actually experiencing that. Hi, new Marcia, how are you?
I'm fine, George. Thank you. I'm sorry for being late.
That's okay. Can you put yourself on mute, please?
It's 4-star, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm supposed to be able to mute people here, but it's not working. So thank you. There we go. That's why mute is needed. Okay. I totally lost my place. Tracy, do you know where I was? Can you help me?
I'm dreaming. I'm sorry.
Yeah, both of us are just off somewhere. Well, I'm glad Marcia came in. Marcia is a wonderful energy. She's been with us for a while. And it probably just means it's time to move on. I have some other things written down here. Right. I was talking about, you know, allowing other aspects of yourself to come in. You know, just like I allowed the call. It's like it's better to just flow with it sometimes. It's better to just be natural. And what's natural in the universe is that however it is for you right now. So if everything you can say in my own universe, 100% is of all my dreams come true, a very powerful collective thought that's going to make more and more of your dreams come true, and one of these days you're going to go, wow, 100% of all my dreams came true, and it will be true because that's how it works. But in the universe is the most important place with the manifesting, and in the universe, I think that it's really important to allow even the parts of you that go, they're not working at all. And then you can just use that in your clear talk. And in my own universe, it's working 100%. It's not working, is the counterpart on the other side. Everything's polarity down here on planet Earth. So it's fine to have the opposite. In fact, it's important. This is why we got Devika Eifert, my mother, to work with a lot of people with their negative thoughts, because we knew that we're going to be generating and creating a lot of positive thoughts and a lot of positive realities with this advanced program. And what that can do potentially is trigger the negative thoughts. And if people are still caught up in the trap of thinking that a negative thought is a bad thing and you shouldn't have it, which is very much what a lot of people think in the manifesting metaphysical world, because it's like, oh, if you have a negative thought, you're going to manifest it. It's true, but it doesn't happen just quite that quickly usually. You know, that's why you have to write it down. That's why subliminals, you know, repeat it to you hundreds of times. Think there's a technology, there's a science and an art to manifesting with your thought power. You all know that. And so just random negative thoughts actually can be used to because they have energy. It's not working. You know, I've been doing this for so long, and these are only results I'm getting so far. Like, listen to my voice. There's an energy behind it. You know, I can't believe how much money I, you know, spent over the last 10 years and, you know, trying to get this, you know, business project to work or something, and it's still not working, you know, or something like that. Or all kinds of negative thoughts that we have. But then if you, and in my own universe, you'll discover that what you write in your own universe and what you put in your own universe becomes even more supercharged and even more powerful. But that's more a subject for the 9-week Mastery of Mind program and how Life Transformation System Z works. The only reason that I needed to bring up the other side of 100% of all my dreams come true, which is a collective thought form, which is on target for this advanced module, is that idea of it's not working can be very valuable to you for the rest of this program, or any variation of it's not working fast enough, it's not working as much as I want it to, it worked, but something happened that was unexpected that I don't like. Like, all that kind of stuff now can be 100% contained and used by simply flipping to, in my own universe, 100% of all my dreams come true. Does that make sense to you, Tracy, what I'm explaining here?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great. Because just to summarize really quickly, one more last time about it, because it's that important, is that anytime anybody who's listening to this call and working with these collective thoughts with your manifesting scripts is experiencing in your daily life that you're having any kind of thought that's kind of like in reaction or response to your manifesting at this level and intensity that's along the lines of it's not working well enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just let that be. Let that, in a relaxed way, let yourself feel that as fully as you can, and then right afterwards, you just say in your mind, and in my own universe, 100% of all my dreams come true. So people listening, you might want to write that down. 100% of all my dreams come true. And you can underline 100% and my dreams come true. Now, another collective thought to move on here. I'm so glad that we got that out. Thank you so much for helping me with this, Tracy. I appreciate having you with me here all the way from across the world. Is it cold there?
Yes.
Cold and snow. With the temperature, would you do it in Celsius there, centigrade?
Yes, it's 2 Celsius.
2 Celsius. Oh, my goodness. It's minus 25 here today, Celsius.
It's colder there than here.
Yeah, you'd think Norway was, you know, the most freezing place on Earth. Well, I'm in Montreal, Canada today, and I think it's a little bit warmer now, but it's charming. I love it because you can be so warm and cozy inside, and yet it's amazingly cold outside. 14 years in San Diego, you know, I had enough of that. When I was in Hawaii, I thought it was too hot all the time. Each person has their own, you know, experience, and that's so important for what we're doing here, is that the collective thoughts are some, like, you know, a Hawaii vacation is something that people all around the world, for some reason, dream about. You know, having a vacation in Hawaii or a tropical vacation. Now, I can't quite come up with a collective thought about all of that, but there's something there, you know, going on a tropical island vacation. And, you know, different people can experience that in different ways. And so these collective thoughts, the idea here isn't that you want all the collective thoughts to manifest. It's what we're using the collective thoughts. We're using the collective thoughts to empower the thoughts that we have come up with in our own universe that we individually would like to have. And I hope I can make that really clear, that we're not here, for example, using the thought form of $1 million to necessarily manifest $1 million. It doesn't mean that you couldn't or that isn't your thing, but some people, I say $1 million and they go, I already got $1 million. And you know, so it's a metaphor. $1 million is a real thing. I have it in my own universe. I have $1 million in my bank account. That's a real manifestation I'd like to have. At the same time, for different people, it's a different thing. $1 million and have you manifested $1 million is a metaphor for all your dreams come true. Because if you think about it in the past, especially when that thought form really, you know, got going, I think what it really referred to isn't just people having a certain amount of money, but it refers to having so much money that you could pretty much do anything you want to do. Do you agree with me about that, Tracy?
Yes.
Like, it's not really about the money. I don't mean right now, but in the past, I'm just guessing. I'm thinking, like, where did that start from? Where did that $1 million thing? It was like people would probably think, if only I had $1 million, right? And then they'd think what they could do with it and what they could buy with it. And $1 million was probably, like, more than enough to do anything you could dream of. Okay, now, of course, we can use that thought form whatever way we want. It's just got a lot of energy on it. I put it right in my book, and when Patrick Johansson, he emailed me and he asked me, well, can it be euro, you know, or pounds, British pounds, or whatever your currency is? Of course, £1 million, I think it's the same all over the world. You know, having £1 million, having €1 million, I mean, €1 million didn't exist that long ago, but I think it translates just fine, maybe not. So there's something to think about. But, okay, so I'm going to move on to talking about the magical star. What is that, Walt Disney?
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Do you remember that? Do you know that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so this is a collective thought form par extraordinaire. This is a very appropriate collective thought form. When you wish upon a star, it doesn't matter who you are, all your dreams come true. Or when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true is the shorthand version of it. So I started using that collective thought form, and what immediately came to me is the thing that I'm going to share with you now. Everyone who's doing Life Transformation System Z has seen the 12 areas where they're kind of in a circle and there's some sacred geometry in the background. In the electronic workbook, it's like a six-pointed star, but there's more to it than that. There's more to the geometry than that, and they're very fine lines. And on the cover of the e-book, also, in the old e-book, we used to just print them in like a rectangle. There was no sacred geometry, but since 2007, I think, when we released a new version of the e-book with the Metatron's Cube, it's got a six-pointed star inside of it, embedded inside of it. And so when you use your Life Transformation Workbook, or when you use the cover of the ebook or a printout of the cover of the ebook as a guide to, you know, which area am I on now to do all the 12 areas, you're literally, think about it, you are wishing upon a star.
Hmm.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So since I came up with that for myself a couple of days ago, I'm still orienting to it. I'm still figuring out exactly how to use that. But I'm telling you, when you wish upon a star, when you look at the star, when you look at those 12 symbols and you're wishing, you're praying, other people might say, you're focusing your thoughts of what you have in your life right now and then imagining what's better. But one way or the other, it's like a magic talisman, that's that actual symbol. It was designed that way. It was designed to have a power in and of itself that assists you and helps you like a magical device, a literally like a piece of equipment that you can hold in your hand, even though it's something that you're just seeing on your electronic screen, or if you print it out, it's on a piece of paper. But it is a star, and it is a magical star that's associated with another collective thought form, which is Metatron, the Archangel Metatron. Now, I'm going to show you how to, now before I go on to the thing about filtering and about Metatron, someone new just joined us, hello? Okay, they went on mute. Okay, great. Before I go to the thing about Metatron and filtering the collective thoughts, because I'm going to use Metatron as an example about how to filter the collective thoughts into your own universe, into your personal thoughts that you have written, that you imagine, that you would like to have manifested, is I want to go back over this thing about how would you take that collective thought form when you wish upon a star. It does not matter who you are, all your dreams come true. And, you know, people, you might want to Google that and get the exact wording, because it's a song written by, I think, two guys, and sung by Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio. And, and you know, that guy was actually not Jiminy Cricket. It's a man whose voice, you know, he was the actor's voice. And so you might want to look up all those things to tune you into that particular collective thought form. Because if that castle that you used to see at the beginning of Walt Disney movies, and maybe you still do now, and on the TV show when they had it, you know, every week, and Tinkerbell would fly by, and you'd see Cinderella's castle, and of course that's still the great icon of Walt Disney, along with Mickey Mouse, but Cinderella's castle, and that song, huge, huge worldwide symbol of you know, all this magical manifesting and having your dreams come true. So that, again, is a massive collective thought form that you can just take that one collective thought form. When you wish upon a star, doesn't matter who you are, all your dreams come true. Or just when you wish upon a star, all your dreams come true. And you can plug that in I'm not sure where you'd put that in your 12 areas. I'm kind of, since we're at the beginning of this, I'm kind of looking at what we're doing is setting up global things that are maybe even like covering the whole 12 areas. And so this particular thought form, I'm suggesting that you kind of work with it in a way, whether you put it in your scripts or not, that you actually connect it to the star itself. Do you know what I mean, what I'm talking about here, Tracy? Like the star itself? I mean the one in your workbook?
Yes, yes.
Like, for example, what you might do is next time you're doing your life transformation workbook, or for other people who don't use the electronic workbook, just print out the 12 areas symbol from the cover of the ebook, and just look at it before you start doing your little, you know, or big, or however, your meditation for that day of your manifesting in the universe, in my own universe. Look at the star and just say it to yourself. Just go, when you wish upon a star, doesn't matter who you are, all your dreams come true. Sing it to yourself. And just, that will immediately connect that giant thought form to that star. Okay?
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and fun, and again, watch how it works. And that connects back to what we talked about at the beginning. Is it working and not working, and everything in between? So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy as you connect these thought forms and collect the manifestations that show up for you, whether it's 100% of all your dreams come true or anywhere in between, 0 and 100% of all your dreams coming true. And, of course, all your dreams are what you have written, and what you have written as you're manifesting and as you're refining your dreams is always changing. And so it's fun in that sense, too. It's not set, static, kind of like, here's my goal and dream, and I'm just going to stick to it until it comes true. Because it's all the 12 areas, there's all these things, it's like a buffet of things you want to come true, and as even some of them start coming true, it can be very occupying of your time and energy and very enjoyable to appreciate and enjoy the results that are coming through and continue to go back into that process of in the universe and in my own universe. The more results you get, the more I recommend that you do a daily practice of doing all 12 areas of the Clear Talk, even if it's only for about 10 minutes, and that you for sure make sure and keep doing the win list every day. The more results you get, the more you should do that. It should get to be kind of like whenever you get a check, what are you going to do with it? You're going to take it to the bank. Like, what if you started getting so many checks that you, let's not say you, let's say you had a business partner and they're the ones who were collecting the money and you did some magical stuff with your manifesting to make there be a flood of checks come in to your business, but your business partner is the one who collects the checks. And so suddenly you're finding out that there's so many checks coming in that your business partner isn't taking them to the bank anymore. They only take a few, or they go, well, we only needed this much money. So, you know, and suddenly there's all these checks laying around that aren't being cashed at the bank. Now, that wouldn't be a good thing, right?
No.
Okay, but that's what happens to people when they do Life Transformation System Z and when they do manifesting, is they cash their checks. They get their checks, which means, you know, check mark, my thing came true, result. But cashing it is like appreciating it, experiencing it, taking it into your life. And the best way to do that at the thought level of where we're doing this work, because your life and my life and everybody who's listening's life is your business. That's your life. That's up to you. But my job is to make sure that when you're doing the work of the manifesting work that we're doing here, that you do it thoroughly and completely and as accurately as possible to get the most balanced results. And so what I'm saying is that your work is complete when the result came into your own universe and you then use that as your next step in the universe. You're now putting your manifestations like checks in the bank. You're putting them in the universe. It's really important to look for the checks coming in that sense, meaning that you could do your 12 areas on your regular manifesting practice and, you know, just say what's happening today in your current reality, and that would be fine, and then go in your own universe and focus on your goals and dreams or read them or whatever you do there, and that'll work just pretty well. But it's excellent if what you do is you look out for the very things that you have previously been imagining when they show up, those should be your first priorities when you get in the universe. Those should be the checks you take to the bank first. Because you can always just talk about your life in any way and completely avoid all the results. I mean, I could have three or four amazing, wonderful things happen and just talk about everything else except that in the universe, and I'm correctly doing the life transformation, clear talk manifesting process, but I'm avoiding doing it as excellently as I can. So it's really important that as much as possible, you look out for the things that you've been writing in your goals and dreams. Look at them showing up in whole or in part, 1 to 100% showing up, and that try and get those things to be at the top of your list of what goes in the universe the next time you do a round of clear talk. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That'll help a lot because that kicks in the law of gratitude, for one thing. You don't even have to say, oh, I'm so grateful or thank you. You can just say, just acknowledging is going to kick in a law of gratitude. Like, you know, something you ask for your paycheck to be doubled, and so the next time you go in the universe in the area of money, if it really has happened and your paycheck did come in doubled, or even some smaller money that you normally get doubled, you go, oh, in the universe such and such check doubled. And in my own universe, you know, my paycheck doubled or this or that or whatever. So try and, now the reason I'm telling you this, there's a reason behind all of this, is that a lot of people, and I've been coaching people in this manifesting stuff for quite some time, and they often say that the person who's like the teacher or the, you know, the psychologist or the professional, the person who's in the professional role is usually the one who has like the worst, you know, like they say that, psychologists or have the highest suicide rate, you know, for example. And so with this manifesting stuff, you know, obviously it's quite possible, I don't know if it's true, but it's possible that I have some of the blocks and barriers to manifesting like worse than other people, or I had them. And so that makes me, you know, need to really work on this manifesting stuff and become an expert at it. So, you know, just so I could get over my huge, enormous blockages to doing it. You know, or something like that. And that then makes me become an expert, which then I can help a lot of other people. But, you know, on a personal level, one of the things that I've noticed in very common for a lot of people, and myself included, is that the things come true, you know, one or some of your dreams come true amazingly, miraculously, however it happens. It's true now, and I just was a dream before, and you have all these weird feelings about it. And you kind of want to, like, avoid it or ignore it or explain it, or just because you couldn't quite figure out how it happened, or it's called maybe you're rejecting it, you're resisting it, but it already happened. It already happened. It already came true. And so the best thing to do, I'm telling you, the best thing to do is to just go in the universe, blah, 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 just describe what it is. It happened. You don't even have to say it happened or anything. Just describe it like you do, you know, in the universe. I am in Montreal, Canada, and I live in an apartment. Okay, that's just how it is in the universe for me right now. But you say in the universe, and you describe whatever it is that is this new thing that has happened, that has come true. You know, this new person's in my life, or this money, or this success, or these new feelings, or this morning when I was, you know, last night and this morning when I was in the St. Joseph's Oratory, I suddenly was able to communicate and connect with the archangels in a whole new way like I have never been able to before. And it was spectacular and different, and wow, this program I thought is working so well in the universe, in the area of educational and spiritual advancement. In my own universe, in the area of educational and spiritual advancement, my dialogue and communication with the archangels is so clear now that when I go into that space and when I communicate with them, it's just like being there with them. And it's brilliant and marvelous and wonderful, and I can ask them anything and talk to them, and it's like actually having living, real, I can see them, I can touch them, I can smell them, they can touch me in my own universe in the area of educational and spiritual advancement. Now I can tell you, I would have never made up anything like that in my own universe previously to just right now, because that experience that happened to me for real last night and today is new. It manifested in the vibrations and energy of this advanced module, and I just presented it you know, to you on the phone right now, and then came up with In My Own Universe, and I said something that I've never said before. So you cannot go wrong. You're going to just have the better and better manifesting by receiving the things that come in is the very best way to make it all safe, to have more, is to just be. You don't even have to be like, oh, I'm so grateful that I could have that experience with the archangels, because maybe it was scary, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. Just, if I had time, I'd describe it more fully to myself or to you, you know, in the universe, what happened. And that's just part of the manifesting. Sometimes we have to shorthand it and just say, this is, you know, what my thought about it is, and in my own universe, it's this. Okay, so now let's get on to filtering. With Metatron's Cube is the name of this sacred geometry that is incorporated in the design of the 12 areas of life. Now, how did that happen? I was surfing on the internet, and I found Metatron's Cube. So what do I know about Metatron? I mean, obviously, I like the archangels, so I'm reading, and I'm going, well, that's a nice sacred geometry. That's cool. I could use that. It has got 12 spots. I could, you know, and it's probably not copyrighted, and so on and so forth. And it has sacred geometry, and it looks like that's really going to energize and help, you know, the manifesting. And then, you know, somebody says on the internet, you know, Metatron, it's Metatron's Cube. Oh, what's Metatron's Cube? So I Google Metatron's Cube. Okay, so to make a long story short, a little while later, maybe a year or two later, I'm watching that movie, Steven Spielberg, I think, did it, called Transformers. You know, like it's a kid's movie, but it's real life. Really, I enjoyed it. It was very surprising. But they have some, you know, bad monster computer in there, or, you know, machine that's called, like, Megatron or something. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, that's not the same Metatron, is it? And see, this is how you need to filter collective thought forms. Because a collective thought form will often want to know what is the source of it, or where did it come from, or especially, is it true or not? You see, like a collective thought form, like, for example, Jesus Christ or Krishna or Buddha, often gets people saying, like, you know, it's a question of faith. Like, is Jesus Christ real? Was Jesus Christ real? You know, was there really a situation where somebody was nailed to a cross in a real place on earth in history? Did that really happen? Did Krishna really walk the earth? Is the story about Buddha really true? And people start going down that direction. And that can be a lifetime study for people. That can be a matter of religion. That can be a matter of faith. That there's a whole big topic around each one of those collective thought forms. You all know that for sure. You know, huge. Just Jesus Christ, Krishna, and Buddha. Those are each one, two, three collective thought forms of huge magnitude. And people have done a lot with those thought forms. They've gone to war. They've had miracles happen. They've become enlightened. Many, many things have happened to people by simply relating to one or all three or any combination of those three collective thought forms. But for the point of the purpose of what I'm talking about here regarding filtering the collective thought forms, because so far I think you're getting the idea of what they are and how to kind of go hunting out there for them. And out there, by the way, is another collective thought form. And you come upon a collective thought form, but then suddenly your mind can be like, well, you know, ooh, Jesus Christ or Krishna or Buddha or Metatron. I don't know if I believe in archangels. I don't know if Jesus Christ is real, or I'm not religious, or blah, 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 different kinds of mind talk goes on. And that's fine. You can have all the mind talk you want. But for the purpose of manifesting and using collective thoughts for focusing and manifesting and dressing up your own universe, what I do and what I recommend that you can think about doing is that all collective thought forms are available for you to plug into your own universe, but you filter them by saying, for example, you know, some people might put Jesus Christ in there, or by the power of Jesus Christ, or like I have something in my own universe in the area of money that, you know, all my money is protected by the power of Jesus Christ. Now, for me, I had to like get all my head straight about, like, if I felt good about doing that and why I was doing that, and that's part of the filtering process, you see? Like, you know, somebody might just put it in there and just say, well, I just feel it's the right thing to do. Someone else might think about it a lot. So, for example, with Metatron, I got this idea, you know, obviously Metatron is a collective thought form. I found it somewhere, and I liked it, and I liked the image that went with it. And then I read a few other places that people were saying that Metatron is like one of the archangels that sits on the right hand of, or left hand or something of God. Okay, more thought forms, right? More collective thought forms. And so the point of filtering is that you can listen to what anybody says or any thought that's out there, and you can just like turn it into whatever you want it to be for you. Just recognizing that it is not just your thought. So Metatron really is a force, you know, an energy, a something. And be careful about that. Be considerate of that. Be respectful of that, you know, that you're handling a live wire. And you're thinking about plugging it into your own universe. So I thought about it a lot, you know, before I plugged Metatron in. And Metatron's cube, and I loved it, and I thought it was great. But I still, you know, it's a collective thought form. I didn't come up with it. Okay, does that, about filtering? Now, the other thing about filtering is that in the early people that first got the ebook, there was a bonus, which was called the, you know, how to set up your internet favorites, you know, those bookmarks they also call them, or favorites on Internet Explorer. And I suggested that what people do is they take a folder, and they make 12 folders, actually, one for each area of life. So, you know, you go in your internet bookmarks or your internet favorites and whatever, all you got a whole pile of stuff in there, and however it's organized or disorganized, and you would just add 12 blank folders for each one of the 12 areas of life that are the 12 areas of life, you know, as we all know them, listed in Life Transformation System Z. And then what you would do is you would take everything in all the other folders and put them in one of those 12 folders. So now, for example, for me, for years now, when I look at my bookmarks, all I ever see is those same 12 folders. That I can have as big of a mess and disorganization as I want once you get past those 12 folders. I mean, you know, at one point you could click in my money area and there'd be all this stuff about stock market and trading and all this stuff, but it actually stays pretty organized. Because when you have that first level organized like that into the 12 areas of life, it does something to your mind. And even if you do end up sort of dumping a big collection of links into, you know, one of the areas, maybe you're looking for a new home. And so in the area of home and things within, you've got all this real estate stuff just piling and stacking up in there. But it's calm and peaceful for your mind when you go and on your favorites to look for that particular real estate link you were looking for. And you just know that it's in home and things within. And that calming effect when you open the top level of your bookmarks is very, very valuable, because as time goes on, as day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you keep clicking in your internet favorites or your bookmarks, and all you always see is the exact same 12 areas of life. It's so organized, and everything falls into one of those 12 areas. So that is an example of filtering. And in this case, with the collective thoughts, your own universe that you have put together, whatever that is, on a piece of paper or in your Life Transformation electronic workbook, you have all your 12 areas filled in, right, Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like each one of those 12 areas is like a protective shield for you to bring in the collective thought forms. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you might find a collective thought form and the first thing you'll say is like, well, which area would that go into?
Right.
And right in that moment when you're asking that question, it gets you kind of being totally different than a person who, you know, just had that collective thought form deep in their subconscious or flashed at them on a TV screen or TV commercial or, you know, something like that. It's suddenly you're handling it with consciousness.
Okay.
So that's one step of the filtering, is just knowing that by you all being together with me in this advanced module, these collective thought forms that we're going to keep working with. I mean, next week, we have Robert Camp, the author of Destiny Cards and Love Cards, is scheduled to be our guest on the call. And we're going to talk about one of the, like, the big collective thought forms, which is karma and your destiny. That, again, is just like Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Krishna. It's, you know, whether those things are real or whether those people or those beings or the destiny or karma, you believe in it or you don't believe in it, that's personal. That doesn't really have anything directly to do with what we're doing here. We're working with thoughts. And karma and destiny is a thought form. But those thought forms and whatever karma and destiny is, really or not, you know, it's something that a lot of people are relating to. And so you can safely work with any thought forms by the fact that your life transformation workbook is a contained space. I mean, if you think about it, it's a little software, or if you have pages of paper or a notebook or wherever you have your thoughts written down, just the boundaries of the page or the outline of the software or the fact that the software is a contained, you know, thing, it's a thing unto itself, is a container. And what it does is it puts a boundary, like, and plus you're saying, in my own universe, it's like a protective boundary. So when you put something in there, it's because you decided to put it in there and you chose to put it in there. And I'm just saying and pointing out that that's your filtering. And so this is why you can use the collective thoughts. You can put one in there, and maybe you don't like the effect that it has in your own universe after a few days or a few weeks, and you can take it out again.
Okay.
So this is today we're just covering all these really big, you know, things about setting it up. How does it work? You know, 100% of your dreams come true, you know, 0%, anywhere in between. When you wish upon a star, connecting that collective thought form to the actual star in, you know, our manifesting method here that we're all using. And then we talked about filtering and different ways of filtering. I also reminded people of the report that I gave out when people first bought the ebook as a bonus, the 12 areas of life as in your internet bookmarks. And you can also do that in your inbox in your email. You can just put 12 folders in your inbox. You make 12 empty folders and you name them the names of the 12 areas, and then you take all your other folders and you just categorize them in all of those. And you can keep the same whatever structure you have, but you put that top level structure on it. And that's like a kind of filtering. But for the purposes of just, you know, whatever the manifesting that you're actually doing, whether you have it written down on paper, whether you're doing it just in your own mind, you know, with the talisman, the magical star talisman printed out on a piece of paper as a guideline as you're doing that, or whether you use the electronic workbook, this filtering, knowing that the filtering process is something that is built in, it's like a hidden aspect of Life Transformation System Z that we built into it. You've already been doing it. It's just I want it to bring your consciousness and your attention so that as you're handling these powerful collective thought forms and you want to try putting one in or another one or this one or that one in your own universe, you know, like I put true love into my own universe and things happened in my area of romance, sex, husband, wife, children, and family. And if I wasn't happy with that, well, I could just take it out again. You know? And also, in the process of putting it in there, you realize that as you put a collective thought form into your own universe, like when you wish upon a star, all your dreams come true, or 100% of all my dreams come true, another part of filtering is something that I really don't have much time to talk about now because our time has already run out and I don't want to go over too much for, you know, people who are on a schedule. We'll just pick it up again on the next one. But I'm going to just tell you this, that when a collective thought form appeals to you or you feel attracted to it, you might want to examine it and work it out a little bit on a piece of paper on a left-right list before you put in your own universe. If it just seems great, just put it in right away, go for it. But you might want to take it and look at your resistance or reaction to it. Like last week I said, hit a home run. Now, you know, someone who's not into sports, one of their reactions might have been, well, I'm not into sports. That doesn't mean anything to me. Of course, you know, so then that you would put in the universe on the left side of the paper, that hit a home run thing doesn't mean anything to me. You know, and then in my own universe, and you'd put whatever you imagine is better than that. And you know, that way you can kind of decide better by sort of working out $1 million, having $1 million. You know, what's my reaction to that? Oh, God, I wish I had $1 million. Okay, in the universe, oh, God, I wish I had $1 million. In my own universe, oh, God, thank you, I have $1 million. And you kind of work, you get it connected to your personal reality like that. By sort of just, you can even write the collective thought form on a separate piece of paper, like just one piece of paper for the collective thought form, and then sit there and look at it and just see what comes up as some of your reactions or responses to it, what gets triggered off for you, and then do left, right in the universe, in my own universe. And you might be able to sort of refine a little bit some things, and then you can drop it into your own universe. Not necessary to do that, but again, we're talking about filtering today, along with everything else, along with divine timing. That's what we were talking about early on in how does it work, when does it work. You know, does it work all at once instantly? Is it a process that unfolds over many years? You know, do you care? Does that matter to you? As long as your dreams come true, does it matter when they come true? You know, these are all things to think about and put into your manifesting scripts, and especially just simply look at how much time and effort you're putting into your manifesting each day, and look at the results that are showing up, and, you know, use that as a very practical guideline about, you know, if this is working for you. If it's, because manifesting and mind power and thought power really does work, and it's the one success that brings all other successes. And what that means is that focusing and concentrating your mind is the one practice, the one thing that you can do, the work, the effort that you can put in, that above anything else you could do in any way, in any field or anything, brings you all other success. And so you can simply just focus and concentrate your mind on anything, and your whole entire life will get better, 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 better. So what we do is we focus and concentrate our mind on what we imagine that we'd like to have in the 12 areas of life, which kicks in the law of attraction, along with the power of focusing and concentrating your mind. And so it's so absolutely works, and it works so well, even if you just do it for a certain amount of time each day, or, you know, every few days, or even once a month, it's going to work more than if you don't do it at all. This focusing and concentrating your mind, and then focusing and concentrating on the current reality and on what you imagine is better. It's super powerful. And then you plug these collective thought forms into it, and it becomes, you know, rocket boosted. And you can experience all that, but again, it's just part of your choice about, do I want to be doing this or not? Is this something that I enjoy? Is this working for me? And the thing that I'm going to close off by saying is, when you ask yourself if it's working for you, it's that whole term about working, 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 you know, going to work, getting a job, putting and applying your time and effort, working at something, and what are you getting in return for it? I'm absolutely certain that the amount of time and energy that you put into focusing and concentrating your mind and using this particular process for doing so is the least amount of effort for the most amount of return that you can possibly get. So if you're going to put your energy, you know, into trying to make your life better, then you might as well at least put some of your time into doing it right and doing it well and enjoy the maximum results for the minimum effort. And I think that you'll then be able to make up your own more and more sophisticated definition of what this is, how it's working for you, and how to use it as time goes on. And that's so much, you know, what I want for you, is for you to be able to be really relaxed and content and peaceful and happy with how you're focusing and concentrating your mind and how that's working for you, because then you become a master of the most difficult thing on the face of the earth to master, and yet you're doing it. And you can benefit from that. And that's what I want for you, to be able to have not just benefits, not just good things happen, but have amazingly, fantastically good things happen, and know at least somewhat how you're doing it and why it's working, and have some control over it. Meaning, you know, you can actually push it harder or back off, or, you know, make it work more or less, because it's important. It's important that you get your dreams to come true. So, we're done for today. I'll catch up with you all on the blog probably, you know, write some comments or some posts during the week. I greatly appreciate you spending time with me, Tracy. It's so much more natural and realistic to have someone there. even though I know there's lots of people on the call, but thank you. And it's you.
This is brilliant. I can't wait to go sit on my computer now.
Well, what time is it? What time is it of the day in Oslo, Norway, right now?
It is 10:13 at night, and I need to put my kids to bed.
Okay, yes. Well, okay, we all need to go. And so thank you. Thank you for everyone who's on the call right now. Thank you for everyone who's listening. Thank you to the all that is and to the forces and angels and guides that are protecting and watching over us as we continue to move forward now towards week 3 coming up next on Saturday of Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet? This is George L. Presbyan with peace and love.
Thank you, George. Bye.